President Donald Trump won't waste his time on virtual presidential debates. October the 15th was the date that was going to happen. He's going to hold a rally instead. Joe Biden has said he would participate, but has suggested moving it to October the 22nd to prevent the president from, quote, evading accountability. The proposal for a video debate had been aimed at protecting the health and safety of all involved, as Mr. Trump has tested positive for coronavirus. But Mr. Trump told Fox News that plan was unacceptable.
I heard that the commission a little while ago changed the debate style, and that's not acceptable to us. I beat him easily in the first debate, according to the polls that I've seen, but I beat him easily. I felt I beat him easily. I think he felt it, too. No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks is with us. Simon, kia ora, good morning. So no debate, it would seem, on the 15th of October. But this actually isn't the first time that a virtual presidential debate's been held.
No, that's absolutely true. The final debate between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon, of course, that was the first series of presidential debates, was virtual, with one of the candidates being in New York and the other in Los Angeles. But, of course, that had nothing to do with COVID-19, which is at the heart of this decision that was announced by the Commission on Presidential Debates, that bipartisan organization of political veterans that arranges these presidential debates every 4 years. They wanted to keep the voters who were going to ask the questions and the moderator in the Performing Arts Center in Miami, where the debate was due to take place, but have Donald Trump presumably on a video link from the White House and Joe Biden on a video link from somewhere else, maybe his home in Wilmington, Delaware. Donald Trump pulled the rug out from under that earlier this morning, as you heard, in a wide-ranging and, I have to say, at times completely unhinged interview on the Fox Business Network. The Democrats responded and said, we think that the town hall event should still be the next debate. So let's just make that the last debate on the 22nd. The Trump campaign then came back with another version of what it wants to happen, which is that both the second and the third debates should still take place, but should take place respectively a week later, each of them. That would put the last presidential debate on the 29th of October, right on the eve of the November 3rd election. The Biden campaign has clearly now had enough of all of this nonsense and has said, no, the Commission on Presidential Debates must go away and decide what to do, but we're not having any truck with debates that go past October the 22nd. Quite what is motivating Donald Trump is very unclear. Is it his antipathy towards getting involved in a town hall event? He's never very comfortable in those events where he's communicating directly with voters. Or is it really about the last thing that he said there, the fact that his mic might be controlled? Well, bear in mind, the Commission on Presidential Debates, after his first debate performance, said that they wanted his mic controlled anyway, even in face-to-face debates. So still perfectly possible we've seen the last debate of this cycle.
Now, speaking of debates, of course, there was the vice presidential debate taking place yesterday. Some would say the fly perhaps stole the show. But how did things go down and how did they square off the two vice presidential candidates?
I mean, I think you've got a feel for the fly, because the fly sort of proved the Andy Warhol maxim that everybody, even an insect, only gets 15 minutes of fame. This morning, you can barely remember anything about the debate other than the fly. You know, Vice President Mike Pence was permitted, I think, in large measure by the debate moderator, constantly to lie about the Democrats' plans for the country. There was never any attempt to fact check anything that he said. But equally, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's running mate, was allowed to evade direct questions that were asked of her. Do the Democrats, for example, have a plan to enlarge the Supreme Court in a bid to dilute the conservative tilt that it may soon be taking? What exactly is her viewpoint on restrictions that should apply to abortion? Should there be any, or should it be a complete free-for-all? Do the Democrats, in fact, have a national strategy for combating COVID-19, and what is it? On all of those issues, she was allowed to very much evade answers and engage in circular conversation. It's not clear that the debate moved the needle at all. I think everybody, certainly on my social media timeline, took away from the debate exactly what they wanted to take away from the debate. And I suspect it will be remembered for the bit of food that was stuck in Kamala Harris's teeth, Mike Pence's bloodshot left eye, and of course, the fly.
Now, a developing story coming out of America this morning, if we can just touch on this. This, of course, is Michigan. Seemingly militia members, or people being accused of being militia members, being arrested. Is this terrorism?
Well, they're facing kidnapping, conspiracy to kidnap and conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists, I believe. We're looking at six people who were rounded up by the FBI this morning, members of a far-right group known as the Michigan Militia. They were, according to the FBI, actively planning to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, a very prominent Democrat here. Joe Biden considered her as his possible running mate. They were going to kidnap her, spirit her away to a remote part of the state, and put her on trial for treason over her decision earlier this year to introduce COVID-19 lockdowns. They also, the FBI allege, had a plan to kill members of the police that may have tried to confront them and may have tried to save the governor. There is no question that there are now massive issues for the White House to address here, because remember that earlier in the year, President Donald Trump on Twitter encouraged his supporters in the state to liberate Michigan from Gretchen Whitmer's lockdown measures. These people arrested today allegedly were taking that instruction to heart and to extremes.
Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent, thank you very much for that update.